This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by friends at KingdomStrollers.com. If you're booking your next vacation and you don't want to lug that thing through the airport, not your kid, your stroller.
I love that that's their official tagline now. Because you have done, I mean, not officially official.
That's not on their website.
But that's what, every week, that's Logan's little segue. Not your kid. Your stroller.
KingdomStrollers.com. They've had great feedback, though, from WDW Today listeners. Make sure you put that when you book, that you heard about it right here on the show. Get your stroller. Get those city minis, those city mini doubles, the big boy city minis, and lots of other options. They'll get the cribs.
City mini cribs.
Yeah.
And
you got to go to Walt Disney World with a Kingdom Stroller.
Oh, they're going to love this ad read. All right, guys. Well, again, KingdomStrollers.com. Book anything you need from them, whether it's strollers, cribs, lots of other options. Just go to their website, play around. Do it before, do it early, because they can sell out, and they've sold out before when I haven't been able to get my stroller. I've been crushed. So do it now when you're booking your vacation. Great people, KingdomStrollers.com. And now,
on with the show.
That didn't sound like me.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, February 8th. Is that right, Will? Yes.
Yes, indeed.
2017. This episode 1550 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
And once again, I wish we never used our last names, but we did it. And there's no turning back now unless I go in back and edit.
I've been trying to do it. I've been slipping in just the Will, like lightly here and there. And
just so people forget?
Yeah, people forget my last name. And then it'll just be like, oh, it's just Logan Seculo, Will, and Terry Weaver.
See, I've been saying Terry Leon Weaver just so people know his full,
you want my full
given name, social.
Once Terry leaves a room, you have given the social out a few times.
Nice.
834. Today we're going to continue on, and only just because of demand and the best and worst. We didn't expect this to be a series, but
people just, I think, like hearing how absurd the things we
say. I think you're right. But we've had, if you look at our downloads, we've had a massive amount of downloads, and people seem very engaged in this topic. So we decided if we're going to break, this is probably the last one. I'm not sure if you have another idea for best and worst. I guess we haven't done water parks, but I'd be difficult. That'd be difficult.
Best
golf courses,
river, best mini golf. I think what else you could do?
You could say best golf in general.
Uh-huh.
So it's like Fantasia, real golf course.
Winter Summerland.
Worst, kind of a lame one.
Yeah. Best hotel for military. Shades of green. Worst everywhere else. All right, let's continue on. We're going to do best and worst in resorts. So I think this is pretty fun because they have also given multiple categories. We have a pretty strict time limit this week. We seem to ramble on.
Ramble on.
I know, I set you up for that one.
I know.
In these, let's keep it short. Let's keep it tight. And let's move on. All right, so where are we going to start, Mr. Weaver? Why don't you start us off with which category?
Let's go value.
Go value first. This one I feel like would be pretty...
Going worst first?
Let's go worst. Let's go worst out of the
all
gate.
Right. Yep.
I think we're going to be unanimous on this
on
one.
On both of them, yeah, I think so.
Because all-star. I mean, you can pick... Sports, music, they're all kind of the same.
See, I disagree.
I do too, yeah.
I think there is a hierarchy of the all-star resorts.
There is a definite worst.
Yeah. Huh. Sports is definitely the worst.
Yes, I have sports is the worst.
Just because, at least in the other ones, you're getting theming that makes sense to Walt Disney World.
Yeah, movies and
I mean, I think
music.
There's some Mighty Ducks theming at sports. I haven't been there in a few years. But at least in movies, you get like the big giant Toy Story characters, right. The big giant characters.
But you have the giant like foosball character, right? Or something, something
right,
like that.
But that doesn't...
That's fit. Dumb.
It's not Disney feeling. At least
just because you have a giant foosball character
sees a giant,
doesn't mean it's great.
Yeah, if your kid sees a giant foosball character, they're like, well, that's interesting. And they see giant Buzz Lightyear or giant Woody, you go, okay, at least there's something that's appealing to a kid or appealing to you, whether you like the rooms or not. It maybe needs some paint, but it's actually something that a kid may like or that a family may like the visuals of.
Speaking of Buzz Lightyear, the Buzz Lightyear versus Darth Vader...
Oh, yeah.
Is the greatest thing that's ever happened on the internet, I think.
It's depressing, but yes.
The greatest thing?
Well, you know.
Why is everything, the next thing, got to be the greatest thing that's ever happened? Everybody always
says
that.
Since the Super Bowl was a disaster, of all the trailers, what was your favorite Super Bowl trailer?
Logan.
What?
Logan.
Oh, Logan the film.
Yeah.
Logan was great.
Yeah, the unreal.
What do you think?
I love the Pirates track.
Yeah, I think Pirates and Logan.
Stranger Things 2 was also pretty radical.
It opened with our friend Jason radical. Hervey asking for a Lego Mayako.
Why is he our friend, Logan?
I don't know. We're email buddies.
Jason Swervey.
Swervey Jones Show.
Yeah.
All right.
I like how we do that tit for tat back and forth. Yeah.
Hopefully he hears about this. Go listen to the Swervey Jones Show if you're, again, not with the kids. And another Orlando-based podcast.
How many more things can Logan say? Not with the kids. Not with the kids.
It's the man
with the most kids. No kids. Don't say it.
Well, it's because when I'm in my alone time,
he goes crazy. All the way.
Yeah.
All
right. Let's,
the worst thing.
Okay. And then best, should we just say it together? Because it's the newest and the freshest. Are we going to agree?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3.
Pop Century. Because you did that to me.
I know.
Yeah. Art of animation.
Now, Pop Century, honestly, not a bad choice either. No. So I don't hate that. But if you're going to pick and you had unlimited access, I would say Art of Animation over it. Though Pop Century, probably better deal.
Right.
Because sometimes Art of Animation prices are moderate prices.
Before we get elitist tweets and texts and messages.
Yeah, on these value resorts.
What's always amazing...
Well, they are picking the highest end of the values.
What's always amazing to me, every time I've stayed in the Pop Century, which has been quite a bit, because a lot of times they have a great...
Me too.
Pass holder discount.
Yeah, it sounds like $80 or something.
And if you're quick tripping it, you know you're going to not be in the room except for to sleep. Almost 90% of the cars are Lexuses, Infinities, and BMWs that aren't rented cars. Anything that's an out-of-state car are people in luxury cars.
I never noticed that.
Yeah, you ran those numbers?
You drive a Lexus, 90%. You like the...
Every time.
Well, it's a good deal. Brands.
It's a good deal. Food's good there. There's good options for families. So I've stayed in there multiple times. Checkout process can be a little bit, honestly, in all the values.
Yes.
Check-in always feels like hell on earth. It feels like a cattle call of just Looney Tune land. But it's probably better now with the Magic Bands. I haven't stayed in one of these since all that.
Yeah, the last time I stayed there, I remember getting on the queue and I was like, "This is longer than the line to Space Mountain."
Right, it was horrible. So that's what one of the negatives are of staying at a value resort sometimes.
Yeah.
Now, not to say that I haven't had the exact same amount of issues over at like when we stayed at Bay Lake or something, right, where there's no one in front of you, but somehow it takes so long. Disney, that's the one thing Disney somehow still can't figure out is the check-in process and to make it not painful. It's always painful,
which is why they've made it not go in and...
Yeah, but I really have never done that, so...
The last time I checked in, I didn't have to see a human being.
Right.
I just went straight to my room.
That's how bad
got a text.
Yeah. Regardless of this check-in process thing, I do want to give why I think, personally, Art of Animation is the best. Because Terry said Art of Animation and then defended Pop Century.
Right.
So, but the reason I think Art of Animation is, and justifies it being the more expensive, if you're at All-Stars or even Pop Century, personally for me... You're not really doing much around there. You may go to the pool, you may do that stuff, but Art of Animation, you legitimately can spend a day exploring, doing all the
pools.
Cool things, especially if you have a kid that's into those, that age range, I'd say maybe 2 to 7.
Yeah.
Like, is really just going to love going to see the cars area with all the cars and that cool pool. And then if you have a girl that's really into Little Mermaid, like, that area is kind of mind-blowing to me. So just the whole...
Yeah, they did a great job.
The ability to use it almost as an attraction kind of justifies a little bit bump up for it being a value resort.
Yeah, a little less now, but definitely when my son was a little bit younger, we would go to Art of Animation and spend out a couple hours there just in the Cars Land just because he loved it so much. It was free.
Right, and that's what I mean.
It was like, different than going to an attraction, and it felt great.
You can go use that even if you're not staying there.
You can go hang out.
But if you are staying there... And it's a little bit more money, you're getting a very good free bonus amenity.
And the rooms are themed. It's definitely, I've stayed there. It's a much cooler experience than some of these other ones. It's something that you may look at and go, well, this is still a value hotel, but your kid is going to get more out of it than they would at one of these other ones.
Right.
Because of the theming, because of the way the rooms are set up. It's a lot of suites available at Art of Animation. Are they all suites?
I think they're all suites.
So, I mean, that's a huge bonus
for families.
And I think the best food of the option of those discount options.
Yeah, we said
that
the other day.
So yeah, I think Art of Animation wins overwhelmingly with me. And I love the process of where you can park to how close you are to your rooms, because you can park at a very short distance, and that's a huge deal in my family. So all right,
cool. Moving on. Want me to start with this?
Moving right along. Footloose and fancy free.
You ready for this?
Ready.
You ready for this action? I think the worst. Port Orleans Riverside.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like the French Quarter.
Okay, you're a weirdo then.
I don't like the Riverside very much.
Okay.
I'm just saying, as far as a it being a moderate resort, I feel like you should be able to get more from it, and I don't feel like I get that much from it.
Okay.
People hate me now, apparently. Why is everyone speechless?
Because that's probably our best one, is what I'm guessing.
Really? Yeah,
let's move on. Terry, what's your worst?
The Riverside's the side with like the plantation-style looking homes, and that's not French Quarter. Yeah, French Quarter is the one that's...
French Quarter is like the French Quarter.
Yeah, I like the French Quarter.
Yeah.
I don't like the Riverside one as much.
Okay. Terry, what's your worst?
Wow.
Caribbean.
I love how they're just like dead air. All right.
Will always goes for the jugular on these things.
Yeah, I feel like
to be like offensive. I just have an opinion, man.
No, it's cool. For me, even though like this was our honeymoon resort, is Caribbean Beach.
Yeah.
There's just nothing to like about it.
Nothing to see.
I mean,
I feel like that way about those kind of resorts.
I feel.
Is that technically where you own?
No, it's not a DVC.
Oh, it's not.
No,
I'm thinking Coronado. Do you own a Coronado?
No.
Where do you own?
Can't own
Saratoga.
Saratoga. These words are all the same.
But the problem is, as my good friend McNair Wilson has pointed out, they've gone Springs crazy.
Dropping.
They've gone Spring. You know, you got Saratoga Springs.
That's a good point.
Coronado Springs, Disney Springs.
It's like The Last Jedi.
Yeah. Riverside.
Okay. Terry, so that was your worst?
Yeah, there's just
anything like specifically that makes it the worst?
The table service restaurant there is terrible. Just getting around that resort is the bus service is dreadful.
Yeah.
I just can't think of the one thing that I would say if you're going to stay at that resort is stay in one of the themed rooms. I think that's where they have the Pirates and Princess themed rooms.
Yeah. So you can see that's a benefit that way.
Yeah, I would check that out. I mean, and I've stayed there since our honeymoon. My little brother and I have stayed there.
See, I thought about saying that one, Caribbean Beach, but was afraid because I thought I remembered that you had stayed there on your honeymoon. Didn't want to offend you.
Instead, you offended us the other way.
Yeah.
All right, so should I go ahead?
Yeah.
So my worst would be Coronado Springs, and for very similar reasons. Nothing memorable. It's just there. If you're a conventioneer, if you're an adult and want to get away from kids, sure, I guess it could be fine. But it's just nothing. There's the like you said, the dining is just kind of what it is. It's very much a hotel, a conference hotel.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't really have anything. I don't hate it. It's not like I go like, this is the worst. If I'm going to Disney, though, it's not where I'm going to choose to pick unless I get just a sick deal.
I remember staying there.
Sick deal, man.
On a sick deal with the other people that were in the resort. The big group was Best Buy.
Right.
And it was their like incentive trip. So it was all the guys selling like Xboxes.
All the blue shirts.
And they were all getting, you know, $200. They were all getting, you know, a new PlayStation. And then they were all going to, at the time, Downtown Disney and Pleasure Island and getting sloshed.
Okay.
So they were coming back to the resort.
Yeah, that one does feel kind of drunky to me. I guess the only word, because it's the business like trip one, it does feel like a bunch of bros just getting hammered.
Got
out of this conference, just learned about three-tiered pay levels, man, and now let's go get hammered. Double makers on the rocks.
All right. Let's go to, let's move on to,
what's your best there, William?
Let's move on to best moderates.
This one's going to be equally panned probably but I think it's one of the more,
Coronado.
I think it's one of the more unique. I like the cabins at Fort Wilderness.
Okay.
I like it. And this has to do
interesting option.
Well, here's why.
Are those technically considered?
Yeah, moderate? They are technically on the list. I just looked at the list.
So here's what I would say.
Maybe they're not bad. Bang for your buck.
Well. It's one, it's cabin, so it's very unique experience. I just think it's a unique option for families. It's there. I like the theming of Fort Wilderness.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to do. We talk about that, whether it's restaurants or hoop-de-doo. Always good options.
Especially if you're an outdoorsy kind of family. It just makes
horses.
It be more your style of Disney if you're into that. Now, I know that it's probably not the most luxurious of the moderates, but I think it's a cool thing.
Probably one of the bigger ones, though. Yeah. You probably get your bang for your buck
right,
for that.
Right, that's what I mean.
I don't disagree with that. I'm kind of
impressed, actually.
Yeah, I went and...
Well, thank you, Terry.
You went from a horrible... All right, let's move on then. Terrence Lawrence Weaver III.
Yeah,
Riverside.
Yeah, I was going to go Riverside.
You like Riverside better than French Quarter?
I'll tell you this. I like the lodging on Riverside and the amenities on French Quarter.
Okay.
Because you have the beignets on French Quarter. There's not a quick service on the Riverside, but I think that's almost... I always say tell people the Riverside is almost a deluxe. Because... The bathroom is, you know, you have a tub and the toilet in a room, and then you have a mirror with two sinks, and they're like pedestal sinks, yeah. Like they're being an older home. So it feels really classy for a, you know.
See, to me, Riverside is a not as good Grand Floridian.
Right.
And I feel like it's trying to be the Grand Floridian, but in a moderate level, and it doesn't do it for me.
Right.
So, but if that's your top,
that was their second choice for a name, was the Not As Good Grand Floridian when they rebranded that. Speaking of that, have you heard the weird rumor?
Not As Grand Flow.
Not As Grand Flow. Have you heard the weird rumor that the vice president of Disney World Resorts wants to rebrand the Grand Floridian to like a...
To gut it, modernize it
like a modern Florida?
Yeah. I'm sort of in the middle of that one.
So it's like... nightclub, neon, stuff like that.
I'm stuck in the fact that I love the Grand Floridian. I have a lot of history there, so nostalgia takes over. But now when I'm thinking about, is it my number one? You're going to see it's not. I wouldn't mind them seeing certainly a nice refresh of it.
Yeah, we can probably talk about that
let's get the deluxe.
That may come back up. Okay. I don't know.
All right, let's see. My favorite moderate was Port Orleans Riverside.
So we had two for that, right? Yours was officially that, the Riverside. Was your favorite?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was just making sure that we didn't like cut you off, and that wasn't accurate.
You got room service. You got pizza delivery. They do a pizza delivery. I'm looking on their website to see why I like it so much.
And boy, that pizza delivery is. you want to? That's what's weird is you talk about the elitist. You know, we get accused of being like a luxury podcast or something. But if you've ever ordered pizza in your room at Disney,
yeah.
You could literally go eat at California Girl.
Really?
It's like $80.
So for me, I like Riverside a lot. But you also can use all of the other French Quarter. You can use French Quarter amenities. It's not very far. It's a decent walk. Depending on what building you get, it's not a horrible walk. Pool with water slide, which is nice. And they have those the Regal Touch Tiana rooms that are nice. That are New Orleans-y themed, the princess rooms, I believe, royal rooms, things what they call them. No, Will's saying
no. No, they do. I'm just saying, meh.
I like it. I think it's a good option. It's a
is
lot
is it
fun.
The best option, though?
In moderate, I think, yeah. I think it's my favorite.
All right.
And I would say French Quarter's close to second. I like French Quarter, but I think Terry's right. The accommodations are better, I believe, at Riverside.
Fair enough.
It's prettier in general.
Fair. See, I disagree with that. I like the theming of the French Quarter better than the Riverside. I like the theming of it.
You're just wrong. It's okay. I like French Quarter. I like the real French Quarter better than the Riverside in New Orleans, but I don't know. I don't know if it's held the test of time that well.
Yeah, it looks
old.
Old. And both of
and
those
90s
resorts,
old, not like looks vintage.
One was Dixie Landings. That was Riverside, right? Yeah. Old school.
Had to change the name.
Wonder why.
Well, that we'll never know. All right, let's go to deluxe. Should I start this then?
Yeah, since we're doing a three around the table thing.
All right, so here's my problem. I think all the deluxe hotels are great. So when I look at that list, it's hard for me to pick a bottom.
Yeah.
And it's difficult. The only reason I'm going for this is because of the time it takes for you to get from the hotel to the three parks that I like, and that would be the Animal Kingdom Lodge. Again, I don't hate it. I like it a lot. I just think of why would I not book there? And I look at why it's not my top option most of the time, and it's the transportation time.
Yeah.
Transportation time kills me from the Animal Kingdom Lodge. Restaurants are phenomenal. The hotel is very nice. I've never stayed there, but I've been there. Again, really enjoy it. But that travel time feels like forever. And it feels like you're in the middle of nowhere. So that's why I put it as my worst. But again, I don't feel like there's a bad option in the deluxe hotels.
Yeah. I'll go next. I agree that with your sentiment that it was tough to really decide on this as what's the worst. And I don't know if I'll get flack for this or not, but I think of them, of the options, while it is nice and luxurious, but as far as the theming, it doesn't really blow me out of the water, is Beach Club.
Okay.
I just think it's very pretty, and it's a nice accommodation, and it actually the... foyer
in the location lobby, and all that. That was one of my, like, Yacht Club was one that I had on my list.
Yeah.
It's probably, was actually going to be my worst, but I couldn't help. The boardwalk is just such a bonus.
Yes. Yeah. That's true. But it's just the beach club to me of them is just kind of like the most, I don't want to say sterile, but just kind of,
no, I get
it's
that
just kind of, it's a hotel.
Yeah.
Kind of. It doesn't really do too much.
Beach and yacht kind of have a similar. And there's another one. What's the other one that's on the boardwalk?
Boardwalk.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
And now I like Boardwalk. I think it's cool.
I like Beach Club over Boardwalk, but it's okay.
All right. No, that's fine. No, I'm mostly wrong on this show.
No. But I don't disagree.
But it's fine because most people don't think that I'm me. They think I'm Terry.
That's fine. That was hard for me just because of the Boardwalk. So, Terry, what's your...
I'm going to go Yacht Club.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't disagree with that either.
And it mainly comes down to the... When you walk into the lobby of the Yacht Club, it's just really underwhelming. It's
small.
And then you get... It's also a convention property.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind the restaurant there, though. I get some flack, but I like the old... is it Captain's? No, what's it?
Yachtsman's?
The Yachtsman's.
Steakhouse.
Yeah,
I like this.
Yeah. Food's decent.
Yeah. And the their regular one, you know, normal table service is getting completely refurbed.
Yeah.
Was a Captain's Grill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I never hated that.
No.
A lot of people didn't like it. I always had good meals there.
I had
But I think that kind of goes back to it. There's nothing...
It's a hotel.
Right.
With nautical theming.
Yeah. There's nothing over the top, like, crazy unique about those restaurants. They're just pretty good standard restaurants.
Yeah, it's just like, this one is fish
thing. Right. So I think that may be part of why it gets panned more than just the quality of the food. It's just that it doesn't seem very Disney. It just seems like a nice hotel restaurant.
And my reason for not picking the Beach Club is because when I stay there, I stay in the DVC rooms.
Right.
And those rooms literally back up to Epcot. So when you walk out your hallway.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So you have beat the location.
That's my problem with all. That's why I could not list any of the Boardwalk hotels, because I do feel like that is such a big perk.
Yeah,
being able to walk and
then the boat service.
Service is good. So like that was what kept me from going. Yes, I think those hotels, I'm sure, are not as good as our Animal Kingdom Lodge, but just the fact that you're on the boardwalk is such a big bonus that it was hard for me to go that way. Because I don't spend a ton of time at the resorts. Transportation is kind of king for me.
Yeah.
So, all right.
I get that.
So let's do.
Let's do best.
Let's do. Do we do best?
We haven't done
best. This is best now.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Best in Deluxe. I'm going with the old standard, the original, the day oneer, which is Disney's contemporary resort.
Yeah.
And again, I have a couple reasons for that. I've stayed there recently and had a really good experience.
Mm-hmm.
The rooms have been redone and they're pretty nice. It's the reason I picked the Disneyland Hotel over the Grand Californian. I like the history behind it, so that's a good part. And I like the dining options a lot. I mean, the Wave, like I said, was my bottom of the barrel one for breakfast or anything like that, but you have the California Grill, you have your quick service, you have Chef Mickey's, the characters in your hotel roaming around. It just, and
the monorail goes through your hotel.
Monorail goes through your hotel. But honestly, what I do every time is I walk, and the fact that having been able to walk to the gates of the Magic Kingdom at park open or park close is enough for me to say that wins.
After you and I walked, and we made that walk in like 6 minutes.
Right.
I was really convinced, like, wow, this is more special than I thought it was.
And especially if you're staying in Bay Lake, but even to walk to the Contemporary. My wife and I have done that.
Yeah, I've never stayed in Contemporary. I've stayed in Bay Lake, so I understand the proximity thing, and you can't beat it.
And I would say main building. If you go to that little side thing, don't worry about it, but the main building.
Now, what's interesting is the side building.
Yeah.
There was a discussion online about it this week in one of the Disney internet pages. It was like $200 a night cheaper.
Yeah, it is.
And
but
so,
it's just an odd spot. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like you're at the Contemporary. I don't know if it's worth even that amount of money to stay there. I really, at that point, drive and go visit the Contemporary, I think. This is my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't like the side building. I do love the boats in the area out there outside the Contemporary, and you can watch the water pageant every night. Just sit down. Usually there's not very many people out there and just enjoy it. You obviously can watch fireworks, the castle. It's one of the monorail hotels, which I love all three of them. It's my favorite just because of that, being able to walk. I like that it's, other than the side building, one building. So actually, you're staying in the hotel you're checking into.
Yeah.
No getting back in the cart. No schlepping through Grand Floridian to the back of 20 buildings back. I like that part of it. It's a much more comfortable experience.
I almost picked it as my worst for the sheer volume of people that end up on
it. It is nuts.
It's always insane. Yeah,
yeah,
I get that.
I like the store inside too. It's a couple good shopping options.
Both the
you also have Top of the World Lounge and Bay Lake Tower next door. If you have a friend that's a DVC member,
if you have like 30,000 Twitter followers, just like tweet it out and say you want to go, and you'll end up there. Thank you, Mr. Spangler.
Yeah,
Dr. Egon Spangler. All right,
my turn. Best. I'm actually calling an audible.
Okay.
And I thought through this. I was originally going to say I'm not even going to say my original. Okay, I'm going to leave it on Polynesian.
All right,
that's my top. I like Trader Sam's.
You disagree with it.
There's other good food options. It's on the monorail. It doesn't have the proximity factor that you have at Contemporary, being able to walk.
But close.
But you can hop on the monorail. You
theoretically could.
You're quick. It's I love the theming. It's a fantastic place. Every time I go in there, it almost feels like you're in a different world.
Right. Great dining.
They did a great job with it. So I'm glad that there's the Trader Sam's now. The dining is also good.
I think it's the best club level of all of them.
Great store as well.
Great store.
Or concierge. Yeah.
So that's. I mean, I don't think there's too much more discussion.
Can't disagree with it. You know, we love the Poly. The only reason I went Contemporary is, again, the one building thing and the walking. That's probably the reasons I went above it. That's it.
Your turn, Terry.
Wilderness Lodge.
Okay. Also, solid option.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the theming. I think that lobby is, it's also that's basically the same lobby as the
Grand California.
Grand California and the Animal Kingdom Lodge. It's kind of the same.
Yeah, I do love the theming.
Yeah, the theming is just, and I think when the renovation and remodeling is done, you know, the drawings I've seen, I think it's going to take that resort to the next level.
I've always enjoyed it.
And the transportation from there, especially leaving park from the Magic Kingdom.
Great.
It's great.
And the boat there is great. I have no problem with that.
That boat is huge. And you're out of there quickly. There's lots of great dining there.
Yeah.
I love the DVC building there.
Unlike every other category, I think we all can agree, all three of those are great options.
Yeah.
And honestly, again, most deluxe options, if you can afford it, are really solid options. My worst is most people's best, and it's just personal preference.
If you told me tomorrow that we're going to the yacht club and that's where we were staying and eating in Yachtsman's for dinner tomorrow night, I wouldn't be upset with you.
Exactly.
So,
well, let's go tomorrow.
If you told me we were staying at Artemis,
I want to go. Can we go?
If we were staying at All Star Sports tomorrow, I might be a little disappointed.
Get those reunion houses, Logan. What does that cost? 8 times this? Okay, sounds good. But that's sort of the difference. All right, there's one more category.
Of course, because it's the DVC category. And if you're listening and you don't happen to listen to Top of the World, the DVC podcast, be sure and go subscribe.
Yeah, please do.
I
do like on BLT, if you look at, and BLT, by the way, is a new show that I'm on. If you click on what people are listening to, they're listening to Scare Zone, they're listening to Bart's show, and they're listening to Top of the World.
Any podcast?
No. Listeners? Or WDW Today.
Interesting.
So you guys go listen to BLT if you like me. If you don't, maybe you like Bart. maybe you like Tim. All right.
So worst?
Yeah.
This is easy.
Okay.
Easy. The original, the first DVC resort, Old Key West.
All right.
If all the DVCs are technically considered deluxe resorts,
yeah,
this one is not. It's, in my opinion, a moderate resort. It's got the same, you know, it's great for parking. Because you drive right up, the bus service is terrible. The one positive thing about it is the beds do have two queen beds instead of the queen bed and the sofa. You know, which if you're going stag with your buddy or something, or you know, or you have a lot of kids,
room.
You know, that's kind of a positive. So my worst is definitely Old Key West.
I'll just agree with you because I don't really know enough about the. I haven't stayed in enough of the DVC resorts. Now
I've only stayed in one. So
if I don't include like Grand Floridian now has DVC. Like everywhere has DVC, but the ones that are traditional DVC, I haven't stayed enough to really comment on the worst.
There's only two now that are
exclusive.
Yeah. And even then, they're technically, you know, there's not all of it is technically deeded as such.
Yeah, like I'm flipping through these hotels just to see if there's any that I would disagree with. And really, I don't really see any big red flags. I mean, obviously, you can get a better deal on some of your traditional hotels sometimes by staying in the DVC hotels.
Right.
So like Polynesian or something like that, you may be able to get a better price. So we always weigh that and listen to Terry's show because you can learn that. And one of our guys is doing that here. So, Will, you got any comments on worse DVC?
No, like I said, I've only stayed at one DVC. I've stayed there twice, and I like it.
So let's just get what's your favorite?
Can't comment.
It's I guess currently the newest, and it's the Polynesian.
Yeah.
The part of the resort it's at, they're just great. I don't, you know, not everyone will like this because it's not traditional. They only have studios and bungalows. There's no one bedroom or two bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a problem for my family.
Yeah.
Like whether I could afford to go bungalow.
You'd have to go bungalow.
Right.
But a lot of people will go like, you know, and it's mainly because of not just the resort's awesome, but the new style of room that they've introduced at the Grand Floridian and at the Polynesian is a bigger room.
Right.
It's got, you know, two bathrooms in it for a studio. One that's got the tub, one that's got the shower.
Like separate door, kind of like a cruise.
Almost like the cruise setup, except for that you get a bonus. You don't have a cruise shower, a tub shower combo. And then you got the bed, the couch, and then you have the pull down twin size.
Cool.
So, yeah, I, you know, and obviously, you know, just like Will said, you know, the Poly was his favorite. I mean, just that's OG resort.
Yeah, I think that's a great option.
And I love the DVCs that have the buildings that are DVC. Like, I think the, you know, when it's just the whole thing, those resorts just aren't as nice. You get kind of the bump up with the nicer resorts.
Yeah, Will and I have really only stayed in the exclusive Disney hotel that would be Bay Lake Tower.
Right.
And great experience. Rooms are huge.
Both times great experience.
You can, now, I've stayed in a studio, and I was very disappointed in the studio. So I would say try.
Is that what we stayed in the second time?
I think with
Riker?
We stayed in a studio. Yeah.
Why were you disappointed?
I just think if you're an adult, if you're a couple sleeping in that bed, the queen size bed, you're paying the price to stay there still. It's not like it's exactly cheap still to stay there. I just don't think that it's the value is there for it because it is very small. It's cramped quarters. Now, when it was me and my son and we could sleep in the same bed and Will had the pull out, if it was a guy's trip like that, or if you had...
Riker loved that pull out.
Yeah.
Uncle Will's bed.
So if you like that, that's fine.
Also, but proprietary pull out system.
Awesome. Top notch pull out system.
They've dialed that in, haven't they?
Oh my gosh.
But the one bedroom, the two bedrooms, the size is great. You get the full kitchen. It has the contemporary amenities because it's right across the bridge. You don't have to worry about even moving your car or anything. And I like that where the bridge is where your amenities typically are. So you're in the level of the store and you're on the level of Chef Mickey's. You'd have to go up to the monorail. But it's not like when you typically actually enter the contemporary. We have to go up like four flights to get to the monorail. You're just going up one thing.
Right.
So I like that spot. I think that I like Bay Lake Tower as a great option for bigger families. And I know... people have done the Grand Villa, really enjoyed that as well, and I've heard great things.
Yeah, the Grand Villas and all the resorts are breathtaking.
Yeah. One of my friends, I'm not going to call him out, got married in a Grand Villa. Not sure if it's Disney's rules or not, whether you can do that or not, but they got married in the Grand Villa where they brought in their family, and it was a really cool experience.
That's actually a really smart way to do...
Yeah, again, don't know if they would approve of it, but it's an option you could do.
Why would they not? I mean, they can't stop you from...
They can't stop you from doing it.
Can't stop, won't
but
stop.
But I don't think it's encouraged.
Well, sure. I mean,
they want you to do a Disney World.
They want you to belly up to 20 G's, you know.
Oh, on the light end.
Only 20 G's?
10 years ago, they walked in and they said, if you don't have 15, don't even come in here. And that was like...
10 years.
And that was 10 years ago. So I should tell you something.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what it is now, but...
Yeah, I've been...
I can't imagine. My wife wants to do it for our 10th anniversary, which is next February. And I'm like, okay, let's see how that goes.
Yeah.
All right. If you guys want to go, tickets are $250 and are available on my
and if anyone has won the lottery and wants to anonymously send Logan the ticket to pay for his 10th anniversary celebration.
I'd be fine with it. Just buy a bunch of shirts on www.today.com. All right, guys. I feel like we answered a lot of things here. Hey, Lynn's going to be coming back in the next week or two. And don't worry, he's not gone forever. He's just taking a little siesta. And
siesta!
He's been on the Grand Fiesta
tour
the whole
all around the States. And I think that's going to do it for today's show. I'm going to reach out and say special thanks to our good friends and sponsors this week, Kingdom Strollers. KingdomStrollers.com to get your stroller. You know what to do. You heard the early ad read. And to our friends over at Off Kilter. And that's a good point. Hey, Port Orleans, you can hear two of the guys from Off Kilter. They often play. They're Jason and Billy.
Which one are they at?
I think they're at French Quarter.
The better one.
Yeah. Well, you can use French Quarter. I admitted. Stay at Riverside.
Keep strolling, strolling, strolling. What?
What?
Keep strolling, strolling, strolling. What?
Kingdom?
Stroller, stroller, stroller. Stop.
Come.
All right. Love it.
That's going to do it for today's show. We'll see you on the next show.